Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to Ireland's friendly with Senegal at the Aviva tonight. Last night, Spain held off a late fight back from France in a 9-goal thriller. Carlo Ancelotti's reign as Brazil boss started with a draw away to Ecuador. And Arsenal defender Gabriel signs a new long-term deal. But first, Ireland plays Senegal for the first time today. It's one of two friendlies for Heimir Hallgrimsson's side before the World Cup qualifiers in September. One player who could make his Irish debut over the next few games is Rance midfielder John Joe Patrick Finn. The Spanish-born former Real Madrid youth player could have played for Spain, France or Cameroon internationally, but he's opted for the country of his father's birth. He first burst onto the scene as a 17-year-old with Getafe back in the 2020-21 season, making 8 first-team appearances. Finn told the FAI in-house media channel, "It's an honour to be called up."
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really happy to be here. And I think that this is an honour for me to be here, to be part of this group or of this team. And we're sure we will get the good things.
Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrimsson travelled to France to meet up with the 21-year-old earlier this year. And that's something he really appreciated.
It means a lot for me that Heimir shows up, that he really wanted to me that I was a part of this group. And for me, it was clear that with these things, with these little things, that he take his time to come to see me. I think that that's very important for me.
Finn's grandparents are from Ballyhaunis in Mayo, and he says that he's visited the west coast of Ireland for many years.
Yeah, my father's family are from County Mayo, from Ballyhaunis. So it's a place I've been visiting like few many times when I was young. Now it's more difficult, but I would like to go many times. Yeah, for me and also for my family, it's like an honor. Like I said before, it's like a pleasure. And it's a dream.
In terms of tonight's opponents, Pape Thiaw has been in charge of Senegal since December 2024 when he replaced the AFCON winning manager Alou Cisse. Senegal are 19th in the FIFA world rankings, 41 places above Ireland. The 2021 AFCON champions don't have Sadio Mane in their squad, but they have included the likes of Chelsea's Nicholas Jackson, Ismaïla Sarr of Crystal Palace, Tottenham's Pape Sarr and Everton midfielder Idrissa Gueye. And Hallgrimsson is relishing the chance of coming up against different opposition.
If you look at their matches and how they play, massive physicality, I would say not only speed but running power. So they will come at you again and again. They look for the space behind you. If you watch AFCON is against a team like Senegal, they always need to play against low blocks. So they are specialists in finding pockets to play into and run into. A third man is running into there. So we will be tested defensively massively in this game. If they play like they have done in their last 22 games, they haven't lost. So amazing for a national team to play 22 games without losing. And then they lost against Algeria before that, 9 games again without losing. So they are really massive team. First goal always important, so that's another aspect of the game to when we play them. And the individual quality similar to Portugal, all players can hurt you, so 1v1s will be massive important. But it's everything happens a little bit quicker when we need to defend them, and that's a good step. And if we are ready for that, that's a good preparation for Hungary, for Portugal. So in that way, different kind of opponent. They are looking for spaces behind us. That's not so often. That doesn't so often happen in Europe. Normally, there's a few passes before players or teams look behind us. But that's one of the things that we've been looking at, and we need to improve.
Kevin Kelleher is set to start in goal tonight after a busy week. The Corkman sealed his move from Liverpool to Brentford, who were one of several clubs linked with the Ireland keeper. Former Shamrock Rovers, Bohemians and St Pat's keeper Barry Murphy was on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and he said he had a few reservations about the move for the 26-year-old.
I just thought he would have gone a little bit higher. I wouldn't have jumped going so quickly. I thought he could have looked at an Aston Villa maybe in the summer. I think wait to see how that Martinez situation kind of plays out. He looked like he was saying his goodbyes a couple of weeks ago. I just think that they're on the periphery of Champions League football as well. And Brentford are probably as good as they're going to get. It's that mid-table kind of team. Very good manager, obviously, in Thomas Frank. And I'm sure he would have chatted to him about how he wants to play. But just looking at the way Brentford do play, it's long ball stuff. You know, it's Kelleher's used to playing out from the back. And yeah, like they played a really high line. he's one of those keepers that comes out and sweeps behind it. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it suits his attributes going there. We go to a Villa. I think they've got a great team, good back four in front of you as well. I think he would have just shown a little bit more at Villa. So I think it's maybe just jumped the gun a little bit earlier. Would have waited a couple of weeks to see how the Aston Villa situation played out and maybe gone there.
Remember, Off the Ball Breakfast is live each and every weekday morning for free on the Go Loud app and on YouTube from 7:30. And if you don't want to miss a single thing, why not become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. The Ireland under-21s also have a friendly. Jim Crawford's side take on Croatia in Vrbovec, northeast of the capital Zagreb. Defender Sean Gretens had an impressive loan spell at Bohemians, and after this camp he'll return to his parent club Crystal Palace. He's credited Bo's boss Alan Reynolds with helping him with his good form.
Yeah, massive. Like, Rennie's been great with me since I've come in here, and he's always been good to me when I've been in squads, you know, when I was in my first squad and stuff, when he was around, and he's always been really good to me. A few lads here who've been around international squads as well, which is great, you know. But yeah, no, Rennie's helped me massively. I feel like I've been playing some of my best football here at Bowes, and even when I was with the 21s, I felt like I was playing some good football when Rennie was there as well. So yeah, like, I have a great relationship with Rennie. So yeah, no, delighted about how it's going here, and yeah, he's been really a big part of me with the 21s and here at Bowes, you know.
Lamine Yamal scored twice for Spain, who beat France in a 9-goal thriller to set up a Nations League final with Portugal. The 17-year-old Barcelona forward, who has to be one of the contenders to win the Ballon d'Or, helped his side go 4-0 up and into a 5-1 lead in Stuttgart. But they were nearly pegged back as France staged a thrilling fight back, scoring three times in the last 11 minutes. In an attempt to take the game into extra time, Manchester City target Ryan Cherki came off the bench to make his debut. He scored one and set up one. Spain held on and will play Portugal in Sunday's final in Munich. France and Germany will meet in Stuttgart in the third, fourth place playoff. Carlo Ancelotti's reign as Brazil boss started with a nil-all draw away to Ecuador in the South American World Cup qualifiers. The five-time World Cup winners were unable to break down a resolute Ecuador defence, which included Willian Pacho, fresh from his Champions League win with PSG. His PSG clubmate from the final in Munich, Marquinhos, captained Brazil, who were fourth place in the qualifying group with 22 points after 15 matches. Ecuador are second with 24 points. They're 10 points behind the leaders and World Cup holders Argentina. You've already qualified for next summer's tournament. The Copa America champions beat Chile 1-0 thanks to a goal from Atletico Madrid's Julian Alvarez. Lionel Messi was a second half substitute. Elsewhere, Paraguay beat Uruguay 2-0 to move into joint second with Ecuador. Brighton's Julio Enciso, who was on loan at Ipswich, scored the second goal for Paraguay from the penalty spot. The top six teams in that table qualify automatically for the 2026 World Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico. Jordan and Uzbekistan will both be there next summer after both have qualified for their first ever World Cup, with the tournament expanding to 48 teams, up from 32. It's opened up more spots to countries that have never played at a World Cup. Uzbekistan drew nil-all with the United Arab Emirates. 2002 semi-finalists South Korea are also through after a 2-0 win against Iraq. That result saw them qualify for their 11th straight World Cup. The result also means Jordan's 3-0 win against Oman confirmed their historic qualification. They become the 8th, 9th and 10th teams to confirm their spots at the tournament and join Japan, New Zealand, Iran and Argentina, as well as the three co-hosts. Arsenal defender Gabriel has signed the new long-term contract, which will keep him at the club until 2029. The Brazilian was already under contract until 2027, but he's been rewarded for his form over the last couple of seasons under Mikel Arteta. Arsenal had the best defence in the Premier League season just gone, due mainly to the partnership between Gabriel and William Saliba. The 27-year-old joined the Gunners from Lille in 2020 and has since played 210 games. He scored 20 goals and is always a real threat from Arsenal's attacking set pieces. Still no word from Arsenal though on some new signings. They are expected to bring in a striker this summer and are also hoping to complete a deal for Real Sociedad midfielder Martin Zubimendi, who started for Spain last night. Wales boss Craig Bellamy admits preparations for tonight's World Cup qualifier with Minnows Liechtenstein have kept him up late at night. Wales are attempting to maintain their unbeaten start of the campaign and possibly go top of Group J. This evening's opponents are 205 out of 210 in FIFA's world rankings, but Bellamy says he won't treat them lightly.
I didn't sleep well. Does that tell you something? Yeah, I treat every team the same. Watch the same amount of games at Liechtenstein as I have done everyone else. my psyche just can't work any different. I honestly believe if you disrespect the game, it will catch you out.
One man that seems to fancy a crack at international management is Pep Guardiola. Although he has no plans to leave Manchester City anytime soon, he admits he's often thought about what it would be like to take charge of an international team. Guardiola told Reuters in an exclusive interview that he'd love to be in a World Cup, Euros or a Copa America. And former Manchester United and Chelsea midfielder Nemanja Matic has been banned for 2 matches after he covered up an anti-homophobia badge in France. Now at Lyon, he taped over the symbol, which was part of a campaign by Ligue 1 on the final day of the season. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more on Monday.